Now let's hear the story of how Tiny Tinny Triangle joined Moosey's big orchestra. Now, everyone knows that Moosey the cow is as kind as can be. Not one other creature is kinder than she. Moosey stands by, gently flicking flies with her tail, when the newest instrument of the orchestra comes in the barn door. And Moosey says,
"Hi, little fellow. What's your name?"
"My name is Tiny Tinny Triangle, but everyone calls me TT.
Why are you here?"
"I'm here to join the big orchestra, but I'm afraid."
"Why are you afraid?"
"Because I'm little, smaller than all of the other instruments. I'm new. I don't know any of the other instruments. And I don't know the sound I'll make when I play music."
"Well, my new little friend, I know all of the instruments, and I will introduce you to them. We'll be happy to help you find your sound. Let's go over to the string section."
As Moosey points to a cello, she tells T.T. that Charlie Cello is one of the oldest members of the orchestra. T.T. doesn't wait to hear what else Moosey has to say. He just runs over to the cello and says,
"I'm Tinny Triangle. Can you help me find my sound?"
"Leave me alone. I'm practicing. I'm much too important and busy to help the likes of you. Go see one of the little violins. They have shorter strings and like little things. Maybe they would even like you."
T.T. goes back over to Moosey and says,
"He was not very nice."
"T.T., not all string instruments are like Charlie Cello."
Suddenly, Baxter Bay shouts out,
"Hey, man, don't worry. Be cool. We're not all like that, dude. We all get along. Well, at least over here in Baseland, we all get along."
And Viola Viola adds,
"T.T., please don't judge all string instruments by the first one you meet. However, Charlie did say you should talk to the violins. They play high and fast and are a good and friendly bunch."
So Moosey and T.T. head over to meet Loretta Violin, and Moosey says,
"Hello, Loretta. This is my new friend, and this is his first rehearsal. But he can't find his sound."
"You don't have a sound? Why, I remember when I didn't have a sound. But then I found the secret to my sound."
"The secret to your sound?"
"Yes, for me, the secret was my bow. Here, you try it. The bow makes music leap right out from inside you."
So T.T. takes the bow and begins moving it across his right side. But no sound. T.T. hands the bow back to Loretta and says,
"Thank you, Ms. Violin. I don't think the bow is the secret to my sound."
"T.T., don't worry. You will find your sound. And you know what? You and I are friends now. As soon as you find your sound, you can come back and play with us anytime. Moosey, why don't you take T.T. over to the woodwinds? I'm sure they'll be very happy to help you."
As they turn to leave, Moosey says to T.T.,
"Do you feel better now?"
"Yes, I do. Loretta and her friends were nice and kind to me. Even the big bass was nice. I like them all."
Moosey points toward the first chair clarinet, signaling T.T. to go introduce himself. And T.T. says,
"Excuse me, madam. My name is Tiny Tinny Triangle. I'm looking for my sound. Can you help me?"
"You've got some nerve. You are a triangle. You belong in the back of the orchestra. Do you know why they put triangles in the back of the orchestra? Because you're not important. Leave me alone. Go get in your place in the back row."
Feeling rejected, T.T. walks back toward Moosey, and Moosey says,
"Come along, little friend. I want you to meet a trio of woodwinds. Billy Joe Piccolo, Olivia Oboe, and Hobson Bassoon. I think they might help you find your sound."
Together they walk over, and Moosey says,
"This is my friend T.T. He is new to the orchestra, and he needs to find his sound."
Billy Joe Piccolo quickly chirps,
"Hey, little guy, it only took me 10 seconds to find my sound. Do you think you can beat that record?"
Olivia Oboe calmly says,
"Don't mind Billy Joe, T.T. So you're looking for your sound? Well, we each have our own sound deep inside us. Reeds are the secret for most of us in this section. Here, T.T., try my reed. Maybe this is the secret to your sound."
And Hobson Bassoon adds,
"Yes, that always works for me. Reeds make the whole world vibrate and come alive. Go ahead and try it. It's easy. Give it a tune."
T.T. takes the reed, puts it in his mouth, and blows. But there is no sound. So T.T. gives the reed back to Mrs. Oboe and says,
"Thank you, Mrs. Oboe. You are very kind. The reed is not the secret. The reed works beautifully for you, but it just doesn't work for me."
"You'll find your sound. I know you will. Here's an idea. You're made of metal. Why don't you and Moosey try the brass section? They're right next to us."
As T.T. is walking and looking at the shiny horns, trumpets, and trombones, he accidentally bumps into a very large instrument. T.T. has bumped into the orchestra bully, Max Tuba.
"Watch where you're going, you little pipsqueak. Get out of here before I blow you out of here."
And Moosey says,
"Max Tuba, that wasn't kind. He didn't mean any harm. It was an accident. This is his first day, and he is looking for his sound."
As Max Tuba's shiny brass skin turns red with embarrassment, he mumbles and groans and clears his throat and says,
Sorry about that. I wasn't thinking about anybody but me. Hey, maybe that slippery sliding trombone can help you find your sound."
While remembering that Moosey says to always be kind, T.T. stands up straight and says to Max Tuba,
"Thank you for the suggestion, Mr. Tuba. You are very big and bright. I will go see the trombone and ask him if he can help me find my sound."
Gruff Max Tuba softens up and says,
"My pleasure. Good luck, kid, and welcome to the orchestra."
Moosey asks T.T.,
"Did you notice how your kindness helped to change Max's tune?"
Just then, Ramon Trombone says,
"Hey, compadre, slide on over here. I'm Ramon. The entire brass section doesn't have any beef with you."
Then Ava Horn says,
"You are looking for your sound? The secret to our sound is a lot of air and a mouthpiece. Listen."
"I'm Donald Trumpet. I know a lot about everything. Ramon, give T.T. your mouthpiece. Maybe it's the secret to his sound. All you have to do is buzz your lips and blow real hard."
So T.T. takes the mouthpiece and blows. And blows! And blows! But there is no sound. Disappointed, T.T. hands the mouthpiece back to Ramon Trombone and says,
"Thank you, Ramon, but the mouthpiece doesn't work for me. It works great for you and your shiny brass friends. You all sound so good. It makes me proud to be shiny and in this orchestra."
As they walk away, Muzi says to T.T.,
"I'm so proud of you for trying so hard with the mouthpiece and for being kind to Ramon and all the brass instruments. Your kindness makes others feel good."
"Being kind makes me feel good, too."
While T.T. feels good about his kindness toward the other instruments, he is still anxious about finding his sound. He says,
"Muzi, we've been to the strings. We've been to the woodwinds. We've been to the brass section. Where else can we look for my sound?"
"Aha! There's one place we haven't been. Why didn't I think of this before? It's where they keep my cowbell. Let's go to the percussion section."
Then they hear Jack Timpani shout out,
"T.T. Triangle, get on back here, man. Welcome to the back row, where most of us get to stand up and move around while we make music. I've heard about you. Word is that you're the new percussion instrument that's looking for your sound. You've come to the right place. Percussion is spoken here. And listen to my friends. I got an idea. Why don't you roll on over and see my best friend, Cadence? Hey, Cadence! I want you to meet the hot new Triangle. He's a kind soul, loaded with talent, and help him swing in action."
Muzi and T.T. go over to meet Cadence Snare Drum of the famous Drum Family. Cadence welcomes them by saying,
"Hello, T.T. I'm Cadence. I've played in big bands, small bands, marching bands, and rock bands. Listen to the rhythm of me and my friends."
Amazed by all the sounds of Cadence and his friends, T.T. says,
"Wow!"
"Yes, T.T., and do you know, a lot of those sounds are made by cool one-noters just like you."
Then Cadence points to a small beater lying close by and says,
"Check it out, T.T. It could be the secret to your sound."
Picking up the beater, T.T. says,
"I found it! I found my sound!"
Muzi mooed happily because her friend had found what he'd been searching for, the secret to his sound. T.T. wasn't afraid anymore. The different sections of the orchestra have been busy practicing their own parts, but let's see what happens when we put everyone together. He wants you to remember,
when you are kind, you feel good. The person you are kind to feels good. And anyone seeing your act of kindness also feels good. You see, being kind helps us all play together and make beautiful music, no matter how different we may be.